This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Thursday, September 26. Well, a trade deal with Japan gives the livestock market a little boost Wednesday. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Chris Robinson.
We really have had a pretty good week and a half in the whole protein complex. Today's good news, though, with the start of this Japanese trade deal, they're lowering tariffs on our pork and beef. And really, the market that moved sharpest on that news, lean hogs. And on the flip side, the cattle market. After a severe sell-off post the Smithfield fire, we've had a good recovery. We've had about a $10 rally in live cattle or fat cattle, about a $14 or $15 rally in feeder cattle, a really good recovery in feeder cattle. And I think the number one thing that would keep this going is if we get a USMCA deal.
Chicago December wheat price has closed yesterday down 4.5 at 477 and three quarters. December corn was down a half point at 374 and a quarter. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day unchanged, ranging from 588 to 592. Hearted winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for September were down 1, ranging from 554 to 564. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for September were up 9 and 3 quarters, ranging from 644 and a quarter to 649 and a quarter. Live cattle for October was up 87.5 cents at 103.20. September feeder cattle was up 32.5 cents at 141.65. And September Class 3 milk was up a penny at 1827. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.